How can people access travel information? People can access travel information through a multitude of convenient sources in today's digital age. One of the most accessible and popular ways is through the internet, where a vast array of travel websites, forums, and apps offer information on destinations, accommodations, transportation options, and travel tips. Social media platforms like Instagram and Facebook also provide insights into the experiences of fellow travelers. Additionally, mobile applications and GPS technology enable real-time updates on routes, traffic conditions, and nearby points of interest, making navigation easier than ever. Traditional sources like travel agencies and guidebooks are still valuable resources for those seeking expert advice and personalized recommendations. Ultimately, the accessibility of travel information today ensures that individuals can plan and execute their journeys with confidence and efficiency. What makes a place interesting for people to live in? A place becomes interesting for people to live in when it offers a harmonious blend of diverse elements that cater to both their practical and emotional needs. Firstly, a strong sense of community and social connection fosters a welcoming atmosphere where individuals can build meaningful relationships and support networks. Access to essential amenities such as good healthcare, education, and job opportunities is crucial for a high quality of life. Furthermore, the presence of cultural and recreational activities, parks, and entertainment options adds vibrancy to daily life. Aesthetically pleasing and well-maintained surroundings, including architecture and green spaces, contribute to a visually appealing environment. Additionally, safety and a clean, sustainable environment are paramount. A place that values inclusivity, celebrates diversity, and promotes a sense of belonging ultimately becomes a truly interesting and desirable place to call home. Is a great tourist destination also a good place to live? A great tourist destination doesn't always guarantee that it's also a good place to live. While tourist hotspots often boast picturesque landscapes, vibrant cultures, and an array of attractions, the factors that make a place appealing to visitors can differ significantly from those that make it suitable for long-term residency. Tourist destinations tend to prioritize amenities and services catered to short-term stays, such as hotels, restaurants, and entertainment, while the needs of residents, such as affordable housing, quality healthcare, and reliable infrastructure, may be overlooked. Additionally, the influx of tourists can bring about congestion, rising living costs, and a transient atmosphere that may not align with the sense of community and stability desired by residents. Therefore, while a place may be a fantastic vacation spot, it doesn't necessarily translate into an ideal place to call home, and a balance must be struck between catering to tourists and ensuring the well-being of its residents. Do only youngsters like to try new things, or do people of your parents' age also like to try new things? The desire to try new things is not limited to youngsters. People of my parents' age, and even older generations, also often exhibit a curiosity and willingness to explore novel experiences. While it is true that younger individuals may be more naturally inclined towards novelty due to their stage in life, older adults can find joy and fulfillment in embracing new activities, hobbies, and challenges. Many individuals in their later years embark on new adventures, pursue lifelong dreams, or take up new interests to keep their lives dynamic and engaging. Age does not necessarily determine one's openness to trying new things. Rather, it depends on one's mindset and willingness to embrace change and novelty throughout their life. Do people have different personalities in different regions of your country? Yes, people in different regions of China can indeed exhibit varying personalities and cultural traits influenced by their unique regional backgrounds. China is a vast and diverse country with a rich tapestry of cultures, languages, and traditions. Residents in the northern regions, for instance, might be known for their directness and strong work ethic, while those in the south may be seen as more relaxed and hospitable. These Regional personality differences are often shaped by historical, geographical, and environmental factors, as well as distinct local customs and dialects. However, it's essential to remember that these are generalizations, and individuals within any region can have diverse personalities and characteristics. The diversity of China's population contributes to the country's cultural richness and complexity, making it a fascinating and dynamic place to explore. What causes the differences between different regions of your country? The differences between different regions of China can be attributed to a combination of historical, geographical, cultural, and environmental factors. Geographically, China spans a vast and diverse landscape, from the arid deserts of Xinjiang in the west to the lush subtropical forests of Guangdong in the south. These geographical variations influence climate, agriculture, and lifestyle, contributing to regional disparities. Historically, China has a long history of regional diversity, with different dynasties and ethnic groups shaping local customs and traditions. Cultural and linguistic diversity also plays a significant role, with various dialects, cuisines, and artistic forms reflecting regional identities. Economic development and urbanization have further accentuated regional differences, as more prosperous coastal cities differ from less developed inland areas. Overall, it is the intricate interplay of these factors that gives rise to the rich tapestry of regional diversity within China.